Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, nails and beauty.
Red is like, I know what it is. I'm a woman. I'm assertive. There's so much that I can do. Try me. Orange, black. You know, I'm wild. I'm adventurous.
So he asked me, oh, why don't you put fake nails? I said, what? He was like, yeah, I like girls that put fake nails.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like,
when we talk about nails and women, I believe this is a very important part of anybody, especially a woman going out for dinner, going for work, going for exercise. Nails have to be on point. And why is this so important to the ladies? Of course, men do that too, but ladies, a different game. So tonight, we'll discuss this. Of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to the show for the very first time, Kumba Touré from the Mali Service. Welcome to the show, Kumba.
Hey. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And then, of course, on the show, our regular guest from the Africa division, so to speak, the one and only Karina Chowdhury. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Sunday. It's great to be back.
Sure. And please welcome to the show also the regular, Nazir Hausawa from the Hausa Service. Welcome back, Nazir.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you for having
me. Oh, a.k.a. Nazirims.
Ziriams.
Oh, Nazirims. Let me put myself together. Well, thank you, Nazirims. All right. All right. So now, in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing nails and beauty. Now, I'm coming back to you, ladies and gentlemen, just to let you know that we all know that many women spend much time and money taking care of their nails, whether it's painted, decorated, or adding fake nails. So why is this so important to any lady? When you talk about doing your nails, when you talk about color in the nails, red, pink, blue, yellow, or whatever color, what does that really mean? I spoke to Neema Mosh, a socialite from Tanzania, and I wanted to know her take.
The thing about nails is that they show your character.
Really?
Someone can read you even before you open your mouth.
Wow.
Just by looking at your nails.
Is that right?
And that is a problem. And so, yes, it is. And so one assumes that if your nails are dirty, then you yourself, you're dirty, you know? If your nails are clean, well-clipped, looked after, then you're a person who's organized, who takes care of themselves, and hygienically you're correct. Oh, so maybe you've just come from cooking like matalari or bananas or whatever, and so your nails just happen to be dirty. But someone already makes up their mind about you just because of that one incident.
Mm.
That's why it's so important to be careful about your nails.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Now, there's something that ladies do pay a lot of money to take care of these nails, not just cutting them out or whatever, or manicure or pedicure, but at least paying to be painted. Why painting so important for some ladies? Why? Tell me about that.
It's actually very important for two different reasons.
Okay.
One, God might have not given you a natural nail bed that looks good.
Okay.
So when there's no nail, it looks gray, it looks brown, it looks dirty, while really it's clean, but you're made that way. It's naturally that way. So then a lady will paint it just to be able to cover those flaws that are natural, that they're born with, you know?
Okay.
On the second hand, you might be doing it in order to impress. Mm. For instance, if I was going on a date, I'd put some red nails on.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
It shows something. It shows passion. It shows, you know?
Red
nails. It's conveying something.
Oh.
If I'm going for it.
I didn't know that. Good to know.
I am telling you, it's all about it. You guys, I'm going for an interview. Yeah. I'll keep them short, and I'll put a nude color, very light, you know. It wow. shows that I'm conservative. I can do any job that is needed of me, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, the different colors are for different things.
Different colors, different things, and different attraction to people. Wow.
Absolutely. Pink, to man as well? Pink. I'm sure he's innocent.
Pink is what? Pink is innocent?
Really? You told me. You're the man.
Hell, I'll let you know. I like nails when they're called red. I really see that. I enjoy that. Looks really good.
You know your psyche. Women read men well.
I didn't realize. So pink is kind of innocent.
Yes, it's virginal. It's something that is pure. It's a light pink, you know. Mm-hmm. You expect something girlish. Red is like, I know what it is. I'm a woman. I'm assertive. There's so much that I can do. Try me. You know, if you put a crazy color, yellow, orange, black, you know, it's I'm wild. I'm adventurous. Oh. I'm ready to try anything that you're ready to try. So, you know, like these electrical blue, you know, the each and every one of these convey something. It can be something that you do subconsciously. Yes. I don't subconsciously say, okay, today I'm going to put black. But I do because I'm feeling adventurous. I'm feeling rebellious. I'm feeling like I need something different. I'm feeling like I need it to be noticed, you know? So there's always something different behind the colors. It's not just because...
It's not just the color?
That's why even the other ones that are not the regular ones are called crazy colors, you know? It's kind of crazy. It's out there.
Get crazy up there, girl. Oh, I like that. Thank you, Neema Mosha. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing nails and beauty. There's one thing I want to ask you ladies before I come to the gentleman in the house.
All right.
Nazirims, okay? Oh,
wait.
Listen to the ladies first. Why is it so important that always you spend so much money taking care of your nails? Do they portray your beauty? Is this a status symbol? Or are the nails having a special something that you portray out there when you go out?
Uh-huh. To me, I don't really do my nails like that.
Okay.
Very rarely. I do know some people that every week they have to have like a new nail design and stuff like that.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I just don't do it. Like, you know, I just like my, all I'm looking for is just my nails to look clean and that's it. But all the design and stuff, that's not really what I feel like. But I don't know. I mean, women have different stuff to enhance their beauty. I don't know why nails, painting your nails or designing your nails would make a difference. But I guess some women just feel beautiful with beautiful nails, you know?
I know.
Everybody's different. I don't know.
Of course, everybody's different. You're right about that, Kumba. Okay, well, I heard your part. Tell me, another lady in the house.
Karina. Personally, I don't like to spend a lot of money on taking care of my nails.
Okay.
I do like to paint my nails.
Painting is good,
right? I
think
it's fun, and I think it's a kind of an expression of your creativity. Mm. And you can be, you know, you can be fun with it. You can be neutral, whatever it is you want to do. So
right.
I have fun with that.
Right.
But I don't see the need of, you know, going and paying like $40, $50 for, you know, which, and it doesn't last that long either.
Right.
But you know, once in a while, it's a treatment for yourself. You know, women do want to go out, pamper themselves, or men want to go out and pamper themselves, and I think that's fine. Do it if you want to. But I do see the fun aspect of it. It's like, I think with women, it's like makeup.
Just makeup.
You know, a lot of people put on a lot of makeup. A lot of people don't put on any makeup. But I think it's just an expression of, like, how you want to be seen or being creative. So that's my take on it. Personally, I don't really go out and get manicures and pedicures, but I just kind of take care of it on my own whenever I want to.
So you're a specialist some sort of your own.
Okay.
Especially from home. Naziri Hausawa.
Yes, sir.
You're one of the few men who make sure you take care of your nails very much.
Right.
Tell me about it.
Look at the look Kumba is giving me.
She's, I know.
Like, I did not say anything.
Is he that
but
sassy?
Your eyes can speak. Your eyes say.
Who take care of themselves,
whether
it's nails, feet, like right. Take care of yourself. I like that.
Like
in
that,
a man.
Right?
Good to hear
that.
That's,
yeah. That's what it good shows. That. That.
I know, right? So I'm looking at him and I'm like, let me see those nails real
well,
quick.
I haven't done that.
Okay.
He does take care of himself. That's good. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Well, I think I have to say it's a cleanliness, like
yes.
How you want to be clean. I think I have issue with the. I'm not OCD in terms of cleanliness, as you can tell from my hair. Like I have a messy hair. I don't really take care of my hair.
You used to have dreadlocks back in the
days.
Yeah,
I used to have dreadlocks. Yeah, so yeah, but anything that like has to do with my hands and my body, the rest of my body, like I wanted it to be clean and neat.
Neat. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So there I love that. Yeah, that's the reason why.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yeah, but of course I don't paint my nails.
Okay, that would have been something else.
I know, right?
What a glossy polish.
Right?
No, no glossy, just to cut it and make it neat. That's about it.
Yeah.
Okay, Naziriums, I got you. Now this is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Bungani in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront, Wednesdays at 1730 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 1930 UTC.
Right here on VOA Africa.
For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in Washington studio with Kumba, Nazirims, and Karina Chowdhury. Right now, discussing nails and beauty. Well, when nails are concerned, of course, it is taking care of yourself, it is self-hygiene, and also looking good. And maybe there's something more to it. So, I spoke to Fiona Wamai, all the way from Plumtree Town in Zimbabwe. And I wanted to know her take.
The overall beauty of a woman, at least from where I come from, is very, very important. Now, nails are something that are always out in the public, okay?
Oh, yeah.
We are always handling food. We are greeting people. Our hands are out there. People have to be, you know? So it is very important that we look nice.
For sure, because it's like your line of defense. You're putting it right at the front as soon as you come out.
And, hey, it has to look nice, right?
Yeah.
It has to look nice. At least even if we don't have the acrylics, we don't have the plastic, we don't have them. But the nails have to be presentable. They have to be showed. In other words, looking presentable.
Yes.
This is the thing about us women, the overall picture. We are, whether we like it or not, Sunday, in a way, we are objects.
Really? Some women doesn't want to hear that.
Objects to admire.
You know that?
I know. Let's get this straight.
Okay.
Let's get this straight, Sunday. I'm a feminist as it comes.
Oh,
right?
Really? Okay.
But I am also a realist. Okay.
I love looking good. Mm. I like it when I am appreciated. Hey, let's not confuse it with, you know, when someone looks at you in a bad way and they want to rep you. That's different. It feels good to be appreciated. And let's not lie to ourselves. That's why you see women spend hours in the mirror.
I'm telling
because
you.
Because at the end of the day, they want to move out of that door and everyone looks at them and like, I like what I'm saying.
That's
what we pray for.
I know.
And nails is just one of the things. Okay?
Yeah. Always, when you come out looking fantabulous, looking beautiful, looking super, you get the appreciation, and that's what you're looking for. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, and I'm not I'm not speaking about the negative attention, right?
Yeah.
I am speaking about the positive attention.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The positive attention. Mm-hmm. Someone looks at you, and you are good.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when God created the earth and everything in it, and He sat back and looked and was like, I like that.
Uh-huh.
I like what I've done.
Isn't
And it's just like we are. Our bodies are canvases. Our own canvases. As artists, you know, we are artists. That's why we do our way in a certain way. We do our look. We put on the clothes that we think are going to match our bodies. And the males, we take the time, okay, to have, say, 4 or 5 colors because it is personal.
I'm telling you. And that's what I'm saying.
Yes,
people have to put all these colors.
Yes.
Not just cleaning,
exactly.
But also colors, which you don't see for the male counterparts, right?
Exactly. I'll put the nail polish for me personally according to say my mood, according to maybe the month. For example, in October, you'll find me putting pink.
Okay.
Because this is a representation of the whole month.
And standing for the breast cancer.
Exactly.
Thank you, Fiona Wamai, all the way from Plumtown, Zimbabwe, for speaking to us tonight. This is Let's Talk. And we're discussing nails and beauty. Did you know that your nails are made of dead cells? Of course you do. That's why they are growing all the time and every day, just like your hair. Same thing. But some people, you know, pay a closer attention to their nails than others. And I've spoken to some ladies and they say, you know what? When we put colors in our nails, that says something. When there's a red color, that's a symbol of sexy, looking beautiful and ready to mingle, okay? There you go.
Okay.
So when you put blue,
I see there's another
mirror.
Yeah,
now you
got to
tell me
means.
What green means.
So, you know, every color has a reason around it, okay? So maybe we can talk to Karina since she's doing so many different colors all the time.
Yeah, Karina,
when
what's
you do
that
these
green?
Colors, yeah. What do they represent? Or how do you feel when you decide to choose this is my color this time? Or sometimes when you use those that are colorless, what does that mean really?
Oh my God, that's tough.
I know, right?
I just go by my mood. I just pick some. I can see red. Yeah, it has a little bit of a sexiness to it. So
right.
Maybe when you're going on a date or something, you want to do the reds.
Uh huh.
I don't know. It's just really, for me, it's my mood. And I pick colors if I haven't done one or if I want to take a risk or, you know, just be neutral, clean. Go for a clean look. Whatever it, I mean, it just really depends on my mood. So
right.
I don't really have a color that I pick for certain occasions. I just kind of go with it.
It's a cool thing. And maybe I should ask Nazir, do you think when you see these colors, when you see these nails, the way they're done,
right?
Is that something that can help you as a man to feel like, okay, this is attractive?
I think from a personal understanding, I think, yes. You know, the colors, the nails, I think in general, like, the way women even dress, makeup and all that, it can tell me whether I can be attracted to that woman or not. Really, I'm a very simple man. I like simplify stuff. I don't like heavy makeup. I don't like all those, like, a complex paintings and accessories and all that. I'm a very simple man. So I can see how it can be with other men because there are men who are very complex and they really like complex stuff. And I don't like complex. I like simplicity.
Especially when you say men are visual, they keep looking for all those things.
Exactly.
Some men do ask you to, like, I encounter that
one time when I went in on a date with a man, and I, like you see, I don't paint my nails. Like I do it, but like very rarely.
Okay.
So he asked me, "Oh, why don't you put fake nails?" I said, "What?" He was like, "Yeah, I like girls that put fake nails."
Oh my goodness!
I was like, "That's interesting."
That's very interesting.
You're one
yeah.
of the first men actually say that. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Or, you know, been around men who really like heavy makeup and nails done.
Oh my
done.
Goodness!
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, just like you said, you're simple. You know, you don't care about that. But there are men who really care about that.
Yeah, yeah.
They want to see that.
I think it would bother me.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah, if I'm with a woman who does heavy makeup, those nails and
fake
all that.
Fake nails.
Oh, I cannot.
Fake hair.
Oh, I can't do that.
I think it would bother me.
It would bother me.
He said he can't do that.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
Like you can stand it or something, right?
Yeah, I can. You know, like you can't hog the girl because her makeup is going to be your
there
shirt.
You go, there you go, Kimba.
Yeah, it's sticking all over
you. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, but some men be doing it. Like, so, for instance, if you have a man like that,
right.
who pays attention to every single detail. Because you do have some men.
Right.
When you change your hair color, they're going to be like, why did you change your hair color
today? Right.
So some women are prompted to be perfect. You know, like they feel like they have to be perfect for their man because they pay attention to so much little details.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Oh, if I don't do my nails, he's going to probably notice it. Or I have to do my hair every week.
Every week.
Like
oh, my goodness.
I gotta be on point.
On top of the game, you know.
On top of my game. Yeah.
Right on.
Exactly. Especially for you as a lady. What about having your nails done? Would that be something that is important for your confidence when you go out there if your nails are not done and they're not the way you think they're supposed to?
Well, like I said, I don't really do my nails like that. The most important things to me is like, I want my nails to look clean because those kind of details, not even man, but every person.
Just like, personal hygiene.
Yeah, exactly. So, especially as a woman.
So you just do the basic.
Yeah, in Africa.
So you're not that
woman,
high maintenance, expensive woman who wants to spend $400 on their nails. You don't want to do that.
$400 on my nails. Probably buy a wig with that, but not my nails.
So you see, everyone has his own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
She don't do nails,
but she's doing wigs. Yeah, very important.
I want my hair to look complete, you know.
Yeah, and your hair gotta be on point.
Probably Karina will not do wigs, and maybe she will not pay that. But she'll buy accessories.
Exactly.
Yes.
You see, everyone has his own. Exactly.
Their own choices, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the thing, you know, when you come to men. And we pay attention to everything that comes from a lady. This is a beautiful lady, looking great, walking great, doing everything good. You want to look at one of those things, right?
Yeah,
what
does
she got?
You
see? So ladies sometimes want to stay on point. And that's why some ladies spend a lot of money and time doing their nails, making sure, you know what? I have to have these nails. It doesn't matter. I got
to. Noticed.
But tell me, Karina, you have seen some ladies here. We have seen so many, I think. Is it an Instagram revolution or is it just maybe in America that you see their nails show, the specific nail show? You have ladies with nails going all the way around. Big nails. I'm like, wait a minute. Are these human beings? Like, what? How long did it take them? It takes them years and they have, long, long, long nails. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have. And I always wondered, like, how they function.
Exactly.
Like, how do you move around? How do you pick up things?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
But I guess it's one of those things where you probably, you don't do that for an everyday, but it's a statement maybe, or you want to go out for a particular party or an event where you're going to have that and you're not going to do anything. But you don't have any question that you're giving, maybe, and that it's a look. It's part of a look that you're going
through. Yes, that's right.
So, I mean, it all goes back to, you know, that's how they want to express themselves.
Yeah.
But it's a thing that I haven't seen before, and it keeps growing. I think it's like a fashion trend. So nails, I mean, it's picked up so much in recent times, I think.
Yes.
Before it was just a color, but now it's all these designs and things and all of that. So I think it's like, it has become this fashion. Maybe it is Instagram. Maybe the fact that you can show people this display it in so many different platforms that it's picking up.
And maybe they're making money. Is that right, maybe, Kumba?
Well, making money by showcasing their nails.
Uh-huh.
Some people be doing that, though. Like, right now, internet gives a possibility to everybody to really make money out of, like, who you are
right.
or what you want to do.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
it's endless ways to make money out of. But I, like she said, like some people want to have long nails. I'm the type of person, I don't do my nails, but the day I go to the nail salon to do my nail, I want it really, really long. Because mm-hmm. like if I want to do short nails, I'm just not going to do it at all because I already have short nails.
Okay.
So if I really want to do nails, I want people to notice that, hey, I have fake nails.
I got some nails.
You know?
So, like, so you go for the fake nails.
I don't do it at all. So, like, everybody's different. But I've seen a lot of, like, designs. Even today I was on the internet, I was on Instagram, and I was seeing some nails design, like mm-hmm. some Barbie. Actually,
see, that's what I was talking about.
Barbie doll.
With nails.
Talk on the nail.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, how are you supposed to? I mean, that's the person. No, I don't want to.
I think it's become one of the, it's become an art,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's like a runway show,
yeah.
where you have people, models dressing up a certain way, and you display the clothes on a runway, but I think nail art has become this big thing now as well.
Yes, it is.
You showcase, and it's an artist's way of expressing their art,
mm-hmm.
and which is nail art, so it's...
It's a nail art, you're right.
Yeah, it's a nail art. So you do different designs, big, short, mm-hmm. you know, long, curls, whatever, and I think it's just...
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's African Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours, 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back. Are you alive, sir? Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, that's it for Show Tonight, where we lightheartedly explored nails and beauty. A big thank you to everybody who all participated on the phone. And of course, a big thank you to you guys in studio. Personal thanks for the first time comer. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank Kumba. You for having me.
Kumba Toure from the Mali Service. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
And of course, always when I call you, you're always here. And I appreciate Nazir.
Thank you.
AKA welcome. Naziriams.
Thank
from
you
the House of Service. And the one and only Karina Chowdhury from the Africa division, the whole of Africa division, not just one service, but the whole of a division.
Yeah.
Thank you, Karina, for taking your time to be here. I hope we can talk some more of these topics, but the time is not our best ally, as Shaka says. Jackson Ovunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be wigs and the ladies. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Badu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after...